ACLU attorneys challenging the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage in North Carolina plan to ask a U.S. District Court judge in Greensboro for swift resolution of the issue. This after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit Court struck down Virginia's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage yesterday. Since that court has jurisdiction over North Carolina, supporters of same-sex marriage here say it's only a matter of time before this state's ban crumbles as well. Here's more now from Capitol Bureau Chief Jessica Jones.
Lynn McCoy and Jane Blackburn were in their car driving yesterday when they heard on the radio that the Fourth Circuit had struck down Virginia's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage.
And we turned to each other very quickly because we were driving and said, "Does that mean what I think it means?" Yes. So we were kind of overwhelmed and stunned
And very excited. Very excited for the future.
McCoy and Blackburn live in Greensboro and have been together for more than 20 years. They're legally married, but this state doesn't recognize their union because of a constitutional amendment passed in 2012. They are one of three same-sex couples who are plaintiffs in a lawsuit the ACLU filed against the state in April that seeks to overturn North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage.
We've been watching cases, the constitutional amendments fold like dominoes all over the country, and for this to have happened in Virginia and our circuit court, it was very exciting.
Those dominoes have fallen ever since the U.S. Supreme Court decided last year in United States versus Windsor that the federal government cannot discriminate against married lesbian and gay couples when determining federal benefits and protections. Since then, 14 federal district court judges have decided that marriage is a fundamental right and that state laws banning same-sex unions are unconstitutional. The case the Fourth Circuit Court ruled on yesterday deals specifically with Virginia's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. But Chris Brook, the legal director of the state ACLU, says the judges noted in their decision that North Carolina has a very similar marriage ban on the books.
It makes very clear that Amendment 1's days are numbered here in North Carolina, and it is a matter at this point not if Amendment 1 is struck down, but when Amendment 1 is struck down and the freedom to marry is recognized here in North Carolina.
Brooks says the state and national ACLU plan to ask for quick legal action in North Carolina's Middle District, where it has filed two cases against Amendment 1, including the case involving Lynn McCoy and Jane Blackburn. State Attorney General Roy Cooper said in a news conference yesterday that his office would no longer oppose cases seeking to overturn the state's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. But legislative leaders who helped get it passed 2 years ago don't agree with that decision. Phil Berger is the president pro tem of the Senate.
We have a constitution that the people of North Carolina, better than 60%, wanted this provision in it. The decision at this point, and my position at this point is, I think the Attorney General ought to stand up for the people of North Carolina and ought to stand up for North Carolina's Constitution.
Berger and Speaker of the House Tom Tillis have retained a pro bono legal counsel in the past to watch how the Attorney General handled these cases. It's not clear whether they will continue to seek legal guidance. In a news conference yesterday, Attorney General Roy Cooper said they shouldn't bother.
I think it would be a futile gesture because the Fourth Circuit ruling is in place, and North Carolina federal district court judges are bound by the Fourth Circuit opinion. It's pretty clear there's not anything left for them to argue.
In the meantime, couples like Lynn McCoy and Jane Blackburn will be waiting anxiously to see whether they can get married in North Carolina.
We certainly hope so. It seems like the writing is on the wall. It's just a matter of how quickly the legal wheels will grind.
So it will happen, and it is in our near future. It's just the question is, will it be in time for us?
Blackburn has stage 4 breast cancer. It has metastasized, and doctors say she may not have much time left. But yesterday's circuit court ruling has her and McCoy hopeful they will have enough time to get married in North Carolina. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.